How do you think you guys played out there? And I know you kind of had some battles out there yourself.
Individually, I think I got better today. I gave up in one-on-ones. I gave up like a bad little corner route. Got me on the head fake. But other than that, man, I got my hands on some balls in the team periods, or in the 7-on-7 periods. And as far as a defense, I feel we competed today, you know. Got a lot of things to clean up, but that's what film is for, so.
Have you exceeded maybe your expectations of how quickly you've been able to raise through a depth chart, and you're seeing, you know, the vast majority of your snaps now with the ones?
Well, I haven't exceeded my expectations, you know, because, I mean, honestly, I got a lot of confidence. My confidence through the roof. But, I mean, I know I've exceeded a lot of other people's expectations, and it's all God, man. It's not me, man. It's all God. I'm just a vessel. So.
But there's still a lot of long odds against undrafted rookies making teams. What gave you confidence that you'd have a chance?
I mean, because I just play football, man. Like, it don't matter if I would have came here or somewhere else. Like, I would have had the same mindset. I mean, I come to play football. I was raised that way to have confidence. And I feel I came to the right organization, you know, and we're ready to grow and become a playoff contender. So.
Did you go up against Hopkins at all?
Yes, I did in one-on-ones.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, he's a great receiver. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Lined up, I'm like, man, this is Hopkins right there. But I mean, you know, they threw like a little back shoulder fade. I was able to get my hand on it, break it up. But I mean, great receiver, man. I'm looking forward to going against him tomorrow and in the game. So.
Not a lot of guys can say they came away breaking something up. He seems to catch everything.
Oh, yeah. Great strong hands, man. Physical receiver. Has a great vertical leap, man. And he just has a nose for the game. I mean, he's a legend in the making. So it's great to go up against him.
Did you get a good look at his hands, how big they are?
Oh, I already know how big they are coming in. I didn't have to look. I didn't have to look in person. I already knew. I done read all the his measurables and all that. So, you know, he's a great receiver, man. I'm happy to go against him.
What do you think about the Texans wide receivers in general? A lot of people say they're super fast.
Oh yeah, very very fast, man. They got few guys that can go over the top. And in the slot, man, they got quickness in Braxton Miller and a few other guys. But overall, man, a great receiving core, and it's going to be great to compete against them in the game.
What did you mean when you said you read his measurables? Is that something you do before you go into a practice with – is that like a scouting report thing for you? Or?
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, I'm younger than him, and I'm a football player. So, I mean, you read all the guys that you look up to, you read the measurables. You know, with me being a little guy, I looked at – DeSean Jackson, you know, little guys, you know, and see where my measurables line up as far as my body type. But, of course, yeah, that's Hopkins, man. You're going to read about him. So, yeah.
Being a shorter guy, what are some of the things you can do to make up for that lack of, you know, when you're going against a 6-year receiver or something?
Really just lateral quickness, man, and try to take away as many jump balls as possible. I mean, even though I'm a shorter guy, man, I have longer arms, and I feel I can utilize those and jump ball situations and balls that normal guys won't be able to reach. But as far as just being – if you're a short guy, just lateral quickness at the line. If you win early, if you work early, it'll be easy late.
So. Do you think that's why you went undrafted?
I mean, it could be. I don't really know, man. I'm not a scout. I'm not a GM. I'm a ball player. So, I mean, whether I'm undrafted or not, I'm here in camp. So, you know, and that was the goal, and I'm blessed. To be here.
When you look at the group, it's you and you see King Crawley out there and PJ Williams, and none of you guys have played an actual NFL game together, and yet you guys could be on the field at the same time playing with the first team defense. I mean, what does that kind of tell you about, you know, how quickly you guys have kind of learned and been able to really elevate within this roster?
Well, I mean, really, I mean, it's just, like I say, it's a blessing for all of us to be able to do this. And, you know, even though we're young and we don't have that much experience, man, we got great coaches and we got great leaders to follow. And we're just going to follow behind them, man, and play our roles and do what we had to do to make this team better.